Hey Elizabeth. Well, good morning, everybody. Well, good evening, wherever you're looking at this. It's a pleasure to be here. Thank you, Elizabeth, for having me here. My name is Larry Lewis. I am with Buku, and our website is webuku.com. So we Buku, you Buku, we all Buku. And here it was.
Perfect.
Just letting you know, but Buku connects boat owners and captains to people who want to have paid boater experiences.
Excellent. Okay, as you all know, this is the Diversity in Yachting, and today we brought Mr. Lewis. Mr. Lewis is in yachting, connecting boats and connecting captains and everything. So, what would you like to know, Mr. Lewis? Tell us a bit about yourself.
Okay, let's see where to begin. I'm 46 years old, okay, and I've been around the block a little bit. My background was in engineering. I worked in engineering for 5 years, and I left engineering to be an entrepreneur, and I've been working for myself for the last 15 years. And I picked up sailing about 15 years ago, and I've owned boats for the last 15 years. So I'm looking into purchasing my fourth boat now, something that's a little more comfortable, and something that could charter a lot easier, and something that my family can spend time on. And so we when my wife wanted to get up when my wife looked at the boat and said, "Hey, we need a new boat," I said, "Well, if it don't make money, it don't make sense." So I was already having some friends on the boat, and we wanted to do this for more friends. And so now that we can allow more friends to have paid people on their boats and things like that to help underwrite the cost, we've been pretty successful with that. We haven't officially launched yet, but we have been taking bookings and giving people these experiences since June of this year. And we're officially going to be launching in the fall of this year, and actually next month.
Oh, that's amazing. That's amazing. That's very good. I wanted to know, have you ever faced challenges, or what are the challenges that you face as a person of color and in a white dominant industry, in yachting industry?
Let's see. I think some of the challenges that I face are specific to what we're doing as far as the yachting industry is concerned. We're participating in a shared economy, and so far it's been a few marinas that have already kind of locked things up, and that's a bit of a barrier for us. So whereas though they allow some people to charter there or do certain things, and they have an exclusive relationship. But for myself, it's one of those things where we do have a lot of black boaters here in the Chesapeake,
Okay.
and in Maryland in general. But the challenges that I have right now are more, like right now I'm trying to make sure that boat owners and captains are feeling comfortable, with sharing their boat with other people. And
Exactly.
for that, everybody has, certain biases, whether it be color, whether it be age, things like that. Some people this tend boating and boating tends to be an older white man's type of sport, so to speak. But a lot of people retire and get a boat, and so it's more. And so I see things, and some of the older people are a little more apprehensive about having young people on board and things like that. And but far as like we ha I haven't really had any direct challenges that had to do with with me and as far as diversity issues per se. I feel like it's more of what we're doing, and everybody isn't comfortable. The shared economy is still a little new, and people are they're learning, and so the education is there, but it's But still, it still has a ways to go before everybody accepts it.
Perfect, perfect. I understand. It's a process. And during your time, the total time you have been in this industry, obviously you have come across different crew from different nationalities. Is there any difference in the treatment you have noticed and you'd like to let the world know and, you know, just raising awareness, as this isn't a raising awareness show?
Well, the one thing that I noticed that actually, in my experience so far, in order to want to be on the water, see, now, let me, because I deal with this, just so you understand specifically where I'm coming from. I've been boating for 15 years. And in that time, I've mostly been boating with black people. Now, I have a few white friends that I go on their boats, they come on my boat, and we hang out. But we all are boat owners, okay?
Okay.
And so we get together, and we'll hang out, and we party. And so there's not a, I haven't had any issues, you know what I mean, per se, that way. And even in times when I needed help, you know, I've been able to call on, you know, both black and white people, and they've been helpful. And what we're doing right now, we're actually working with a lot of people that allows people to, that gets people on boats. So like even some of the things that people will see and some of the things that people are familiar with, as far as like, some of the shows like, Below Deck, or, you know, yes. And some of these other and shows where they show people, you know, on the boats and serving and hosting and things like that. We're doing that on a more intimate level. Okay. And so what we're doing, we're actually creating jobs for people and, you know, and black, white, and everybody. They have, and so that we, our experience is just a little bit different because like, I think that when I have to, how do I say, like if I have to go in certain types of areas in the industry, sometimes they're surprised at, you know, at my presence or my ownership or things of that nature. It's not a I haven't been hindered, but they are surprised. I can think of a story when we did a Delmarva Rally, which is a 420-mile sailing course. It's a circumnavigation of the Delmarva Peninsula that between Delaware, Maryland, and Virginia. And it was when we were at the meet and greet, everything was very friendly. Everybody was very good. Everybody's used to seeing black people. It's no problem. Now, when they said that everybody has to sit with their crew, and we sat not intentionally, but we did sit in the middle of the room, and it was a crew of five, and they were used to seeing black people, but it was the first time they seen five black people on one boat, and all black crew, and that was historical for them, and they celebrated it. You know, that, you know, of course I know, you know, when you got a large group, there's always one. I mean, everybody didn't celebrate, but everybody did. And people were very welcoming. And we even had an issue on the Atlantic. And there was a white crew that came and helped us. And they actually just gave us a little extra gas, and we needed that extra gas.
That's amazing. That's amazing. That's a very wonderful story to tell. What we're trying to do is to just let the captain out there and the recruitment companies that it's okay to have someone of a plus size to work on a boat. And it's okay to not look at the religion of people, you know, the different religions. Some are Christians, some are not, some are Hindus, to work on the boats. And I think it's okay to have people of all different nationalities, different color, and for them to be paid the same. This show is trying to get that in people to know that these things, they don't matter anymore. There might have been rules that were set way before, but for now, right now, this is 2020. Mm-hmm. We need to change. We need to be one person. We need to have one love, that one love. That you, what you expect to be done to you must be done to someone else. You can do it to Absolutely. Someone else. Exactly. I'm glad to know that you get give employment to everyone, and you're creating employment and everything. Is there anything you'd like to tell people regarding diversity in your team?
Absolutely. One of the best things that I like is that I see more Black people in ownership. And the Black captains and boat owners, they already have a certain sense of pride and affinity to what we're doing, and they're usually surprised that we're Black. It's a pleasant surprise for some of them. They've been like, oh, and so with myself, I don't like to lead that. We're a Black-owned company. That's not the drum that I want to beat. Okay, the drum that I want to beat is that we are a wonderful company, a diverse company, and an inclusive company. That's the message that we want to send. And so, Black, white, and candy stripe, we take them all. And and we're looking forward. And we're and with every boat that we put on, on the site, we're creating two jobs. And one for a captain and one for a hostess or a stewardess or a deckhand. So we're here. We're looking forward to, really diversifying the boating industry here in Maryland, on the Chesapeake, in a way that people haven't really seen before. Okay. So when I'm out, when I've been out, I run into, it's always good to run into Black people while we're out, but we want to make sure that more Black people are making money. And I think that that's where you and I are in alignment, because it's not just, I want everybody to make money, but I'm specifically concerned about my community. Why? Because, I look to myself first, no other reason. You know what I mean? I want to look to myself for solutions first. It means nothing. It's no slight or nothing demeaning about anyone else. I just love myself. And so I created a business that was helping myself and other people like me. And those people are boat owners and sailors and captains that I've been spending time with for the last 15 years. And now we have an opportunity to expand this, because as a boat owner, I always have friends that say, when next time you go out, give me a call, can me and my wife come and hang out with you and your wife? And, we spend some time and things like that. And I people would always ask. Or, can I take my girlfriend out? How much would it take for me to, and that's where it started at. People would offer me money to have a friend or have their girlfriend or something, or they wanted to have an experience. And now we actually and that was years ago. I've been doing this for years. People have been asking me. So, and now we're at a place where other people can participate. We can include even more Black people. So there's a hospitality management club at Morgan State University. So we're going to be educating and training low skilled labor. And we're also looking at partnering with Second Chance situations where people who are had issues in the past or things like that, and they're looking for a second chance reentry. And there's a group called Living Classrooms Foundation here in Baltimore that deals with things like that, and they actually are specifically on the water. So we're looking at partnering with people to bring awareness and also to create jobs. And right now we have the pandemic has caused lots of people to contemplate selling their boat. There's been lots of boats that's been abandoned. People have been, people have been looking for ways to make more money. And so that's, from my standpoint, the best thing we can do is help people to create more economy for themselves, and they can do more for themselves. And so my focus, I want to be able to create jobs, and we can employ. There's a lot of boats that's just sitting in a marina. I go to my boat 3 times a week. Okay. Now, I know that there's people that haven't been on their boats in months or years. I know. And so what we're doing is we're giving people an opportunity to, like, the average boater is on their boat less than 20 days a year. Okay. And so that means that's over 300 days that the boat is just sitting there. And if we can we decided to make use of those 300 days that's available. And with just 30 of those days with us, we can actually cover the boating expenses for a boat owner. And that's very impactful to their pockets. And it also creates jobs for someone that has to come and clean the boat. A captain will have to take the boat out if they're actually having a charter. And they also have to, and a boat owner is also, you know, having some income to help underwrite the cost of their boat. So I know that on the other side of things, where people are looking for employment, there's going to be challenges. And my background I worked as an engineer for years at a defense company. Okay, when we created a lot of things that destroy a lot of people. Okay, and in that company, you know, I saw the future, and my future was not that. Okay, that's not in alignment with, you know, with who I am. And so I'm in the business of helping people. And so I'm solving a problem for boat owners, for captains, and for customers that don't want to own a boat. They don't want to take on the expenses of and the responsibility of boat ownership. But if they can pay, you know, for one day or a couple of hours, and that's all they wanted to do all year, they come and see us. And we they want to have a pleasant experience where, you know, we're hosts like yourself. They come on board, they see a pretty smiling face. They have a captain that greets them and somebody that might be able to get them a drink or get them some food. And they just want to be taken care of, and they don't mind, and they want to pay for that experience. People want to see, they want that that experience of what you see on Below Deck. You know, they want to have people, you know, asking, hey, can I help you? That people are paying for the convenience and the luxury of the experience. And all of that is part of the experience. So, you know, and we need pleasant people. And so I work with a lot of friendly people. And when we're on the water, it's very hard to be, you know, everybody is pretty friendly. You know, everybody's, hey, you know, hey, where the drinks at? Where the food at? You know, hey, have a seat. You know, let's talk. And it's a very welcoming environment. And so it takes a certain type of demeanor to want to be on the water and even be an owner. So like, we have a lot of camaraderie, and I think that we're able to bridge certain things, because it's two things I need to know when you're in on my boat. Two, can you grab that line, and can you make a decent drink? If you can do those two things, we'll be fine. Everything else I can teach you.
Wonderful. That's wonderful.
But so we're just trying to create an opportunity where, and we have a diverse audience. We haven't ran into any issues yet. We've done we've only done about 10 charters so far this year, and we have not officially launched. And right now we're more focused on the recruitment of boat owners and captains. And the customers are there. Customers are beating down our doors. But we need boat owners and captains to host all of these customers.
That's amazing. That's wonderful. I'm sure they are hearing you, because they're going to all watch this show, the captains and the boat owners. They're going to be watching this show, and the crew as well. Because my main concern is on the crew, because I was part of the crew. Mm-hmm. So my main concern is on the crew and jobs. Like right now, the industry now has a lot of people who are not working. Mm-hmm. And are looking for jobs because of the COVID. The virus has destroyed lots of things. And mm-hmm. a lot of people are home and they need to come back to work. They need to get jobs and everything. So if you can assist with that, and definitely the captains and the owners and everything, the diversity also comes in place when they're trying to choose who's to work for them. We're trying to make them not stick to that one person, that size mm-hmm. 6 they always want. And to see that it's okay for size 12 to actually go to work and work. And it's okay for anyone, regardless of who they are, to come and find a job.
Well, I want people to know that now I'm not very familiar with the business side, as far as, you know, people getting hired with charters. But I'll tell you like this, with Buku, we're looking forward to hiring, you know, people, and we're looking forward to working with diverse people, because everybody brings something to the table, and there's value in everyone. And, you know, and the value that I want people to bring is not just aesthetic. You know, we don't, it's not an aesthetic thing. It's not a religious thing. It's a, can you do the job thing? And we want people to be able to, you know, be friendly and welcoming, and be able to be people's people, because the highest form of worship is service. And so I want to serve my people. And, you know, and if we want to, and the reality of, you know, when we talk about diversity, and especially here in the United States, we come from a, you know, the African Americans here, or the American African here, was very specific to, you know, to service. And I do believe that we can perform and give the best service. That's my belief, because I believe that no one can take care of me better than me. And so if I can take care of me well, I'm gonna take care of you very well. And that's the way, and that's the attitude and the culture that we want to build here. And that transcends, you know, the color barriers. And I just want, we want good people. And there are good people everywhere, just like there are bad people everywhere. And we want to make our culture so welcoming that it makes it, bless you, that it makes it challenging for anyone who doesn't have that spirit to want to be around us. Okay. And, you know, we're helping our boat owners keep their boats. We're helping water lovers have access to the water. And we're helping people that enjoy working on the water have jobs and income. And those jobs and income are going to be the same for everybody, because with, you know, we have for our crew to get paid, and for our, you know, we haven't set up the structure for the crew per se, but we do have the relationships with the captains, and we're making sure that we're developing a pool of people that can be available, you know, as people are booking. So when you can book a captain, you can book a crew. You know, you can see if you have a party of four, you want to have somebody help you out. And so that way the captain isn't being stressed, and the party is able to enjoy themselves, because they're unfamiliar. They don't know where things are. They don't know where the galley is. They don't know where the ice box is. They don't know how to work the head. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. And so we have to make sure that people are around, you know, to help them and take that stress off the captain. And all of those things just provides a good experience where people can enjoy themselves. And so boat owners are keeping their boats. People are making more money, and our customers are very, very happy. The smiles don't lie.
That's wonderful. Thank you so much, everyone, for joining us. My name is Elizabeth. I was your host, and we had Mr. Lali Lewis from Buku. We'll be glad if you look for him, and we're going to put all his details, and if you would like to follow him, you can. Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.